It's the Regional Rock Hour brought to you by Patty's Pub on 92.1 The Eagle. Just heard Three Finger Betty. And one of the guys from that band, Peter Stockdale, in the studio with me. You guys, how long ago did you record that one, Caught the Dragon?
Let's see. That would have been 2016. I was actually before I joined the band. They recorded that demo.
And
I joined really early in 2017. And we tried to make a recording as a four-piece, but it's still kind of... in the process of being worked out, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So there is more Betty coming, but everyone's just going to have to wait a little bit longer for it.
And you guys play live whenever you get a chance to, right?
Yeah, the first year I was with Betty in 2017, we played like almost 40 shows, which is, you know, it's about one a week.
Oh, yeah.
And the next year we did about 25 or so. And this has kind of been a slow year. Everybody has life things going on, you know.
So. Damn life getting in the way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just as guilty as everyone else.
And let's talk about that. You're in the accounting program at Iowa Central.
You got it. I recently started going back to school, and I really enjoy it a lot more than I thought I would. You know, if somebody had told me I was going to enjoy school at my age as much as I was going to, I would have called him a liar, you know. But here we are, and I'm part of an academic club at the school, the Accounting and Business Club, and we every year try to do something to generate a little bit of money for the club, so that way the kids, or the students, I guess, next year can have some money to do things with, whether it be go on a field trip or, I mean, just cover menial things in the classrooms for us, because we like to have... Some snacks around or something like that.
But, oh, sure, yeah.
But the guitar that we've designed here, actually, all that money is going to fund the field trip that they're going on next year. And I don't think they've chosen where they're going yet, but that's where all the proceeds of this are going to go, towards that field trip.
Wall Street. No.
Yeah, might as well.
Hell yeah. Now, let's talk about the guitar. What kind of guitar is it?
I used a Squire Stratocaster. It was a guitar that I had found on Facebook from a friend that I went to school with, and he was trying to sell it, and I had inquired with him, you know, hey, if I buy this guitar from you, will you discount it a little bit so I can revamp it and then donate it to the school? And he agreed, so I got the guitar for a decently nice price compared to what it normally would have cost.
It's a good guitar.
They work very fine for what they are. I mean, you can find one for about $100 to $150 anywhere online, usually used. But I put quite a bit of work into this baby. I mean, we polished off all the corners. We sanded it all down. We redesigned everything from the neck down, pretty much. And it's all brand new. It's blue colored. I did a nice hydro dip paint job on it, so it's one of a kind. There's never going to be another one that looks just like it. I contacted the football program at Iowa Central, and they donated a decal to me. So the decal that's on there is actually one of the ones from the football helmets that they have at the school.
Oh, awesome.
So big shout out to the Iowa Central football program and the team there and the coaches and everybody for helping me out with that.
It looks really slick on there. It's shiny, and the paint job is just awesome. I recall seeing a video. This isn't the first guitar you've done like this, is it?
That's correct, actually. The first guitar I did was a couple years ago. I was online and I was watching people dip things, hydro dip things, and I thought to myself, is that difficult? Can somebody do that? You know, so I started dipping random things around my house, and I mean, like, I literally dipped like old pop cans and just like scrap pieces of wood and like hammers and like literally anything I could find to practice dipping things. And when I finally got a formula down, I said, why couldn't I dip a guitar? So I took an Epiphone Les Paul. I took it all apart, I dipped it, and it has kind of the same color scheme. It's bluish colored, and it ended up being really, really nice. I use that guitar for all the Three Finger Betty shows that I have, and so if you go see Three Finger Betty live, the guitar that I'm holding is the very first guitar I ever tried dipping.
Oh, it looks slick, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's really cool. And so is this one that you're auctioning off. If you want to see a photo of it, you can find it on our Facebook page, 92.1 The Eagle, and make sure you buy those raffle tickets. How much are the raffle tickets for it?
The raffle tickets are $5 each. They are tax deductible, and the one ticket goes for one shot, and the raffle, you know, I mean, it only takes one to win, so.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be my recommendation. If you need a ticket and you don't know where to contact, you can contact the Facebook page for Iowa Central Accounting Associates Program, which would be at Iowa Central Accounting. You can go to that page and hit the message button. I'm actually the communications director for the club, so if you contact that page, I will be the one to answer, and I will do my best to get a ticket in your hands. for the last week have been running around all over Fort Dodge and Humboldt area delivering tickets and selling them to people. So hit me up. I'm not going to be out of your area to drop a ticket off to you. I mean, I've driven as far as Manson and Palmer to drop tickets off to people.
Oh, sweet. So yeah, very dedicated.
Very much so. I mean, what I really wanted to do was transform a guitar the way that the school was transforming me. You know, the only reason I went back to school at the age I did was because I needed a new skill set. I needed something to polish my rough edges off so that way I could go back into the workforce and do something that I was more proud of. And so I thought to myself, why not do that to a guitar that is a beginner's level guitar that most people, I mean, this thing sat online for sale for a long time, so nobody wanted it. But now that it has a little bit new paint job on it and it looks a little prettier around the edges, now everybody wants this thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's, you know, that's kind of what I was trying to do to myself, kind of raise my own level. And now here I am taking this guitar and changing it just the same way I changed myself.
You know, you're getting pretty deep for the regional rock out. No, very, very good sentiment there and very good cause. Iowa Central, I will say, I went back recently, too.
Yeah,
I was just there a few years ago. Like 2015, 2016,
yep.
And that's, I went through the broadcasting program,
mm-hmm.
which I caught about the tail end of like when they're focusing on radio, and now they're doing more of the video stuff,
yeah.
Which is the way that definitely makes a lot of sense for that program and like the jobs out there.
Oh, yeah. I get to walk by that program every day when I'm in the AST building, so it's kind of nice to peek in there and see what those guys are doing.
They're always up to something wacky.
Yeah. I mean, they've always got something fun going on. They bring guests in there sometimes and talk to them, too, so it's always fun seeing what they got going on. And like you said, they have all sorts of things going on with video and photo production as well. They've kind of intermingled them just a little bit with it to help out with what is actually going on in today's society, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot more video out there that's available than there ever has been, you know, with the internet and whatnot. So there's a lot of companies that are incorporating that into their broadcast production.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's a great way to round out your edges and just to help develop yourself, get a better skill set at Iowa Central.
Exactly.
Just about every program out there. I don't have anything bad to say about them.
You know, that was one of the things when I started going back there, I realized I wouldn't mind going through almost any of these programs because everyone that comes out knowledgeable. All the programs are great. They're led by great people. You know, the accounting associates program is led by Dawn Humberg. You know, bless her soul. She's been keeping on me over the last couple of years to keep my nose to the grindstone. And I'm more thankful than I ever could let out on a radio show to her. I mean, it's Dawn, if you're listening, thank you very much. I really appreciate what you've done for me over the last couple of years.
Yeah, there are a lot of great people, a lot of great programs. And again, that guitar is very, very cool. You know what? We've been going on here for a minute. We got to take a break, and we'll talk more in just a bit about some other stuff you got going on. It's a Regional Rock Hour brought to you by Patty's Pub on 92.1 The Eagle.